السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر، مثل الحي والميت، أو كما عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most respected elders, brothers, our mothers and sisters who are present, and those who may be listening over receivers. Tonight is the Mubarak night of Jumu'ah. We know that as Muslims, our Islamic date starts from after Maghrib. So, meaning that although tomorrow is the day of Jumu'ah, but the day of Jumu'ah commences from Maghrib on Thursday night. So after Maghrib, today, Jumu'ah has commenced. The night of Jumu'ah is a blessed night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created certain things with certain properties and certain qualities. Yesterday I was explaining to the pupils in the school that Allah Ta'ala has created this world, and in this world everything has got certain qualities, and Allah Ta'ala has put those qualities in it. So for example, if you take concrete or cement or concrete, then you will find that this concrete, it cannot bend. It can take a certain amount of compression. So if you press the concrete, so you will find that this concrete cannot be pressed. But if somebody tries to bend the concrete, then the concrete will crack. So Allah Ta'ala has put that quality in concrete. And then you take steel on the other hand, then you find that steel can be bent. You can bend the steel. You couldn't bend the concrete, but you can bend the steel. So Allah Ta'ala has put that quality in steel, such. You find in the engineers, whenever they're building a structure, so they will make sure that in the concrete, they put steel also. So the one balances out with the other. So Allah Ta'ala has put certain qualities in certain things, just like how in medication, Allah Ta'ala has put a certain effect in certain ingredients of the medication, that the person takes this ingredient and it causes his blood to become thin. Or the person takes this ingredient, then it causes his heart rate to come down. Or the person takes this certain medication, then it causes his sugar levels to be balanced out. So Allah Ta'ala is that being who has put properties into everything. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala has created certain days. And Allah Ta'ala has put certain special qualities in the days. And in the months, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah Ta'ala is that being who creates. And He then chooses, He then selects. So you will find from all the months of the year, there are four sacred months. We just finished the month of Muharram. The month of Muharram was regarded as a sacred, a very important month. Allah Ta'ala gave it importance. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala, from all the months of the year, Allah Ta'ala chose the month of Ramadan, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ, that it is in the month of Ramadan that Allah Ta'ala revealed the Qur'an Sharif. And as far as the days are concerned, that Allah Ta'ala made the day of Jum'ah a very special Mubarak day. It is God, Allah has created it such that it is Mubarak and special. From the kitabs, Allah Ta'ala has made the Qur'an Sharif the greatest kitab. From the prophets, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. Allah Ta'ala has chosen and selected the Anbiya, 124,000 Anbiya, but they're all not the same. There are certain Anbiya who have a higher rank than others, and the greatest from all of them is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidul Anbiya. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith sharif said, أَنَا سَيِّدُ وُلْدِ آدَمُ وَلَا فَخْرٍ, that I am the leader of all the children of Adam alayhi salam, and I am not proud and arrogant about it. So sometimes a person can have the qualification, but it doesn't mean that he's proud and arrogant. Now for example, if somebody in the masjid collapses, I remember a few years ago when we were imam in Masjid al-Nur, it was the Jummah Salah, one brother in the Salah, he wasn't responding. So immediately people called out, is there any doctor here, any doctor here, any doctor here? Now if somebody had to say that, you know, I don't want to show off, I don't want to show anyone that I am a doctor, I just must be humble, I must make tawadu. So we will say that's not the right thing to do. And if the person says, no, I am a doctor, now if somebody says, see how proud and arrogant he is, look how much of pride, how much of takabbur he's got. So that it is not pride, that it is necessary for the person to then mention his qualifications so that people realize who he is. So in the same way, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was informing the Sahaba and the Ummat, his Ummat, that Allah has made me, I don't regard myself as anything, but Allah has selected me to be the leader of all the children of Adam Alayhi Salaam. And I'm not proud and arrogant about it. So nevertheless, this day of, or this night of Jum'ah is a very special Mubarak night, and therefore we are gathered here on this Thursday night. Allah Ta'ala accept our gathering. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is mentioned that there is no gathering of Muslimin, of Mu'mineen, that get together, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learning and making some tilawat of the Quran Sharif, learning some aspect of deen of Islam. إلا نزلت عليهم السكينة وغشيتهم الرحمة وحفتهم الملائكة وذكرهم الله في من عنده. Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes a special kind of a serenity, of a sakina, tranquility, sukoon descends upon that gathering. وغشيتهم الرحمة, and this gathering is covered, it is enshrouded with mercy and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ, not only that, the angels gather around this gathering. We cannot see it. Person can't see it. If the person could see the angels, then which person would have been a disbeliever? Imagine if you could see the angels walking around. Would any person be a disbeliever? Iman is الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, to believe in the unseen. There was one person who didn't believe in the angels coming in the grave. So he says, you all say that when a person passes away, there's angels that come and question him in the grave. So he says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the graveyard, and I'm going to sit inside the grave. So in those days, they used to have that, those recording, you know, the tape recorders, you put the tape inside, some of you may remember, nowadays it's all electronic devices, yeah, the tape with this thing on it. So he went with his tape recorder, everything, he went inside the grave. So now he's waiting. It just so happened that night there was a thunderstorm, heavy rain. So the lightning was striking this, that, left, right and center. In the meantime, in one farm nearby, one horse got very excited with the lightning, managed to escape, ran. Apparently the horse fell in that same grave and carried on. So next morning people came to take him out of the grave to find out, you heard anything? So he came out of the grave. So he had one blue eye and he had a whole lot of bruises on his body. He was hurt quite badly. So what happened to you? He said, you all said the angels are going to come ask questions. They didn't ask any questions. They just gave me a good solid ID. That's what they did. So we believe in what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. We say that that which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, we believe it. لا نصدق. We believe it. آمنا وصدقنا. That though we didn't see Jannah and Jahannam, Nabi Kareem Sassam informed that there is a Jannat and a Jahannam, and therefore we believe in Rasulullah Sassam as a Sadiq, as Al Ameen, the person who never spoke a lie. So Nabi Kareem Sassam has informed us that there is in this hadith that the angels then throng around this gathering. وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ And the most beautiful part is وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهِ That here in on the earth we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst ourselves. And if we look at ourselves, then we know how weak we are, how many sins we got, how much of weakness we got, what's the condition of our heart, how much of pride in the heart, how much of greed inside the heart. May Allah Ta'ala protect us now when this looting took place. So one person who was earning, he was a CEO of a company, apparently he was earning 8 million rand a year. 8 million rand. So as he was going home to his residence, there was a roadblock and he was stopped. He was driving a Range Rover, quite an expensive Range Rover. He had all looted. Now the person is earning 8 million rand a year. He probably can purchase a washing machine every single day of the entire year. So the question you ask yourself is that what drives a person who has so much, he's got no shortage, but still he wants to take the washing machine just because it's free. Yet he can afford it. The reason is that when a person's heart is sick, when the person is sick in the heart, machine at home, maybe he's got two washing machines. He can buy a washing machine. But there's another washing machine free. The greed inside the heart, I want that one too. That sickness of greed, that though the person has got so much, but his heart is sick, he'll still want more and more. And you see, this is what's happening with many of these ministers. Now on the news, they mentioned that many of the municipalities, over 1 billion rand was spent on consultants' fees. So the person explained it, that what it means is that the person who was hired for a particular job, instead of doing his job, he hired somebody else to do his job. So he got paid fully, and plus he paid it, the consultant. Most probably he couldn't do the job properly. So he needed to hire the consultant to help him to do the job. And in that way, 1 billion rand was spent in consultants' fees. And they too took their full share. So what happens? And more often than not, what happens is, sometimes no consultant was hired at all. That money was pocketed, put it in his pocket nicely and carried on. So greed. The person is earning so much, but still he wants more and more and more. And he's even prepared to violate the rights of others in the process. So that greed needs to be treated. The person needs to be, he needs to seek advice. And how can I cure the sickness of greed? That I have enough, I've eaten food, my stomach is full. Just because it's free, do I have to take more? And then the person eats so much, he can't walk straight any longer. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So, but the most beautiful part of this is, وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ So we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this gathering, and we were saying that we are weak, we got sicknesses. I just spoke about greed right now, and there's so many other sicknesses that we all are suffering from. Person has got pride. Sometimes we understand a proud person to be a wealthy person. Every wealthy person is proud. But sometimes the poor person too can be suffering from pride. The poor person too can be suffering. It's got nothing to do with wealth. And sometimes the wealthiest person can be the most humble person. Sometimes the person is wealthy, but he's got the quality of humbleness. He's humble. He just doesn't think anything of himself. I met one person who, mashallah, very wealthy. But he grew up a very hard life. When he was young, they had nothing. Absolutely nothing. So now when Allah Ta'ala blessed him with wealth, it didn't get to his head. So he thinks nothing of himself. He can sit on the floor, he can drive a simple car, he can walk too if necessary, he thinks nothing of himself. So sometimes a person can have so much of wealth, but he's humble. And sometimes the person has got nothing. If he opens his wallet, somebody said it very nicely, that my wallet is like an onion. When I open it, it makes me cry. And you peel an onion, open an onion, you start crying. So when I open my wallet, I start crying. So the person, his wallet is like that too, but he's walking like he's Mr. Somebody. Like he owns the world. So he's got nothing, but unfortunately the quality of pride is in the heart, and as a result, he cannot accept the truth when it is told to him. And he looks down upon other people. This is the quality, the definition of pride. بَطَرُ الْحَقِّ وَغَمْتُ النَّاسِ. He did something wrong. He's advised that this was wrong with that what you did. He can't accept it. And he looks down upon other people. Somebody did something wrong. He says, look at this person. So, may Allah Ta'ala protect us. So we are remembering Allah Ta'ala in our gathering, and we are all weak people. But Allah Ta'ala remembers us in a gathering far better than our gathering amongst the angels. That Allah Ta'ala then speaks to these angels and says, oh my malaika, my angels, look at these servants of mine in Musalla Umar Farooq, that they are remembering me. Look at this one, and look at that one, and look at these individuals. So Allah remembers us in a gathering far superior than our gathering. Imagine how fortunate that is. How fortunate we are that Allah Ta'ala is remembering us when we remember Him. That's what Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. That you remember me and I will remember you also. And of course when Allah Ta'ala remembers someone, He doesn't only remember the person. Allah Ta'ala also then sends His special favors and bounties upon that individual. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. So we will inshallah tonight engage in some little short zikrullah, and then we will terminate inshallah. Inside Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Just to get back into it, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, La ilaha illallah laysa la hijabun dun Allah, that between this kalima and the arsh of Allah Ta'ala there is no barrier. Therefore when we recite this kalima, we should contemplate and imagine that it's going directly to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, and from there Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is being focused on our hearts. When we say La ilaha, remove everything besides Allah from our hearts, and when we say Illallah, bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu wa lakal shukru kulluhu. Allahumma la nuhsi thanaan alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Aslih lana sha'nana kullah wa la takilna ila anfusina tarfata 'ayn. فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وذنب وخطيئة وعورة. Oh كريم الله رحيم الله most forgiving loving caring Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive our major sins, our minor sins, Ya Allah. Those sins which we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day, darkness of night, Ya Allah. Purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, our hearts are full of weaknesses, Ya Allah. Pride, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, anger in our hearts, Ya Allah. Jealousy, Ya Allah. Greed, Ya Allah. These are all sicknesses, Ya Allah. Some of which are even worse than COVID-19, Ya Allah. Allah, the person got COVID-19, the worst, it will die, Ya Allah. But Allah, if a person has got these sicknesses, Ya Allah, these dangerous, Ya Allah, maladies, Ya Allah, then he can suffer in the year after as well, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, purify us from all these maladies and sicknesses, Ya Allah. Give us clean, pure hearts, Ya Allah. Musaffa, Mujalla, Muzakka. Ya Allah, hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit Qulubana ala Deenik. Ya Musarrif al-Qulub, Sarrif Qulubana ala Ta'atik. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha, anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa maulaha. Ya Allah, purify our hearts. Make the tazkiyah of our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah, and be ours, Ya Allah. Make us of those who are your dhakireen, who remember you consistently, Ya Allah. Who always remember you, Ya Allah. Allah, accept us for the service of your deen, Ya Allah. Accept us for the service of humanity, Ya Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa, Ya Allahumma shfi maradana wa marad al-muslimin. Allahumma arham mawtana wa mawta al-muslimin, Ya Allah. All those who have passed away, Ya Allah, fill the graves with noor, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, this pandemic, Ya Allah, remove it from our midst, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not test us, Ya Allah. Take us through the road of shukr, Ya Allah. Do not take us through the road of sabr, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, change the condition in our country from insecurity to security, from instability to stability, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, this musalla, make it a markaz of hidayat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the soup kitchen that is opened up, Ya Allah, make it also a markaz of hidayat, Ya Allah. Make it a center, Ya Allah, to uplift humanity, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant all those who are assisting and serving and helping, Ya Allah, in whatever work of deen, in this musalla, in the soup kitchen, Ya Allah, give them good health, Ya Allah. Give them afiyat, Ya Allah. Give them barakat, Ya Allah. Give us all, Ya Allah, the best of dunya and the best of akhirah, Ya Allah. Allah bless us all with sincerity, Ya Allah. In the musalla, Ya Allah. In the maktab, Ya Allah. All our apas, Ya Allah. All those who are assisting, Ya Allah. All the teachers, Ya Allah, who are teaching, Ya Allah. You guide them, inspire them, Ya Allah. Make them a means of hidayat and guidance for the children, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make them a means of teaching the children deen, Ya Allah. Making the tarbiyah of the children, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept us all for the service of your deen and all the works of deen, protect it, Ya Allah. Our masajid, our madaris, Ya Allah, our darul ulums, our centers and our organizations, Ya Allah. Allah, protect it, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us all with the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the Muslims throughout the world alleviate the suffering of the Muslim ummah. Ya Allah, in Afghanistan, Ya Allah, restore the stability, the security, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, to the government, Ya Allah, guide them, Ya Allah, inspire them, Ya Allah, to lead and to govern with wisdom, Ya Allah, with tolerance, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, all the works of deen throughout the world, Ya Allah, unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, you are well aware all the good desires and aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. Oh Allah, fulfill all the good desires and aspirations, Ya Allah. Whatever difficulty, challenge, Ya Allah, they are going through, you remove it, Ya Allah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.